AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out for a second week. The heat wave continuing in many areas, including the Midwest, where weekend storms left people in parts of Iowa bailing water out of cars and homes.
First responders performed more than 250 water rescues over the weekend after parts of Iowa saw more than 15 inches of rainfall in just 2 days. The waters rose quickly, said Bailey Mower and Spencer.
It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded.
In all, nearly 2,000 properties were impacted by the flooding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In New Mexico, crews are trying to bring a pair of wildfires under control. They are also looking for whoever started them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the intensive phase of fighting in Gaza is about to end. However, the focus is expected to shift to Israel's northern border now. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found in an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Milwaukee Public Schools stands to lose between $35 and $45 million in state aid because of accounting mistakes that could have ripple effects all over Wisconsin, State School Superintendent Jill Underley.
They didn't lose the money. They got the money last year. It's just going to be withheld as we balance things out for the next school year and fix the accounting errors.
Underley tells WISN-TV's Upfront that DPI could have done more to inform the public earlier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison School Board will vote tonight on big tax referendums, the largest in district history. MMSD is facing a $39 million deficit starting next school year. That's because of two things: federal pandemic money running out — the district used that money to pay 111 staff members last year — and referendum money from 2020 is expiring. Tonight, the school board will decide whether or not to put two referendum questions on the ballot in November, totaling more than $600 million. That money would last 4 years. Here's the thing. So many districts are in this position because the school funding formula hasn't been meaningfully updated in 30 years. Researchers at the Wisconsin Policy Forum say when districts find other sources of money, like increasing taxes, that ends up taking pressure off of lawmakers to increase school funding or update the formula. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go on to third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders, and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms, otherwise a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday.
Right now, it's 70.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The work of the Heritage Foundation was to institutionalize Trumpism. Trumpism as a new version of conservatism, conservatism that recognizes that by every objective measure, the United States is weaker in 2024 than it was in 1984. We also happen to think that's reversible, by the way. We're ultimately optimists. And by institutionalizing Trumpism, what we're saying is that even though we are known as Ronald Reagan's think tank, I'm a son of the Reagan Revolution, I'm very proud of that, that that's 40 years ago. And we need to understand what time it is in America. And right now, Donald Trump, whether someone likes it or not, I happen to like it, is the standard bearer for conservatives.
That would be Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation talking with Simone Sanders and Michael Steele over the weekend. I'm Jody Hamilton. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number, and I'm here with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
Hello.
Hello. Kevin Roberts basically admits that Trumpism is the new thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to get rid of, as Bob Seska says. It's not just Donald. We have to get rid of the ism that is Donald. What he's done to what used to be a decent conservative party that just had different policy ways of going about things. That was the difference. They like tax cuts. Fine. I disagree with that. For rich people should pay taxes. I saw somebody tweet the other day, I don't have a problem with poor folks getting tax breaks. I have a problem with rich folks who can afford to pay taxes that don't.
Right.
And I'm with them on that. I wish I was in a state of earnings where I had so much money that tax me. You know? You know, I wish I was in that bracket where it's like, wow, you make that much money? So few people make over $400,000 a year in this country, even in Los Angeles, which is a very expensive city to live in. So few people make that kind of money where they're not taxed anymore. And that's insane to me. They don't have Social Security. It's capped at, $180,000 a year, I think?
Uh-huh.
Something like that?
Something like that.
It might be a little lower than that, but still, people that make over $200,000 a year, their Social Security is capped. All of my paycheck is Social Security and Medicare, which I don't have a problem with, mind you. Yeah. I have no problems with that. But if I were to make that kind of money, I would still want my entire paycheck to go to Social Security. And I don't have a problem with rich people getting their Social Security because they have paid into it, mind you,
right.
Which is why I don't want it means tested ever,
right.
Because that will make it worse for everybody.
It's like an insurance policy.
Exactly. Social Security is an insurance policy. Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And Medicare as well.
Right.
I have
you
no
paid into it. You are entitled to
it. That's why it's an entitlement,
yeah.
Is because you are entitled to it. The word entitlement has been bastardized, saying that it's not yours. It is your money. You've paid into it. And with Reagan, he doubled the taxes, mm-hmm. because of the boomers, because we are paying for the boomers, and the kids below us are paying for us in the future. That's how this works. And I just wish that there would be no cap on Social Security or Medicare on any paycheck. And I think that passive income, depending on the amount that you're making, obviously, should also be taxed like that. I think it's ridiculous. Money makes money, yep, but they're not taxed the same way as if you actually go to a job and earn a living,
right,
by going to work. I don't care if it's a desk job, whatever it is. If you're going to work and you get a paycheck and you're making X amount and then it caps, I think that's wrong for the rest of us because we're paying 100%,
right,
of our paycheck into that. I mean, it's what, 6%, I believe? Your employer pays part of it and then we pay the mm-hmm. other part. So what Kevin Roberts and others want to do is to just give the rich. It's not worked. Reagan tried it. This is why people are upset. It's because of Reagan. Mm-hmm. He did this. Mm-hmm. He started it. Yep. Well, Harding did it first. And what happened? A crash.
Yeah.
So FDR, LBJ, Joe Biden. These people know what they're doing,
uh-huh,
and they're the ones. Democrats have to clean up messes that Republicans build.
That's right. That's and always happened.
It seems to.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would have voted for Eisenhower. He was a good Republican.
Yeah.
The highways and all of that, he sure was a good Republican. He touted Social Security benefits. He touted these things.
Yeah.
He would not be, even Reagan, when Kevin Roberts talks about he's a Reagan Republican, no, he's not. Reagan wouldn't be accepted at this point.
Right.
I mean, if they literally paid attention to what Reagan did,
yeah,
he helped pass abortion laws in California when he was governor, uh-huh, just so he knows.
He gave illegal immigrants amnesty.
He sure did. Yeah. He allowed those that were living here without documentation, and was what, 8 million people at the time?
Something like that.
Something like uh-huh that. If you're here without documentation and you're working, you are paying into my Social Security and my Medicare, and you're not going to benefit from it until such a time as you can become a citizen. And what Biden did with allowing people that are married to undocumented people, those undocumented spouses mm-hmm now should be able to stay in the country. Now, there's going to be lawsuits because, duh. I think that's a good thing for those that are married to. A friend of mine, he's English, and he was here undocumented for many years. And when he married his now wife, they've been married almost 30 years now. When they got married, they realized when he got the license that he had been in the country like 10 years okay on a tourist visa.
All right.
Basically. And so they booted both of them out of the country. She had to live in England for, I think, 5 years before they were allowed to come back. And that's what happens to a lot of people that are married to undocumented folks. They,
right,
if it's found out, they're booted to wherever that person is from until such a time as they stay married, and then they can come back to the country. This is going to help keep families together, Republicans. I thought you liked families and parents and fathers and mothers being together with their children. Because
uh-huh
a lot of these kids are American citizens who have a parent that is not legally in this country. And I'm glad that President Biden has decided to forgive them and allow them a way to become citizens in this country, because it will keep those families together. And I think that's a good thing. I think it is,
mm-hmm,
it's sad that people are terrified that their mom and dad could be deported, or both parents
exactly
at that point could be deported. So it's really, really sad. And I'm glad that the president has made this decision, and hopefully it'll be upheld, but Lord only knows. Hey, Boo Boo Foo Foo Karen in Chicago. Hi. Hello. Oh,
good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Jody, listen to you making sense.
Right.
Hello, Chris, making
hi
all this sense and having to take Billy from Texas first thing in the morning. Oy. Okay, first of all, I just want to say.
I didn't do it. She went away.
She went away.
She, call back, Karen.
Call back, Karen.
Call back, Karen.
Ah.
Call back. Wait. She's on hold now.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Annette, who goes to the Vons that I go to in Studio City. How are you?
Hello, Annette.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Jody, you remembered.
I do.
I wanted to make sure that you know about Joy Reid's segment on Friday, Who Won the Week? Do you know about that?
I heard it might have been somebody I'm related to.
Yes, this last Friday, she picked your mom.
Aww.
And she did the cutest little segment showing her putting her hands in the cement. And I just wanted to make sure you did not miss that.
I did see a blurb of that, and I thought that was very sweet. And I'm sure my mom saw it because, you know, she loves Joy.
Aw.
Anyway, also have to tell you that you are doing a fabulous job producing the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, you are so sweet, and the check's in the mail.
Anyway, have a good day, you guys.
Thank you, Annette. Yeah, she goes to my Vons.
Okay.
When she sat next to Stephanie and me at
Vons is a supermarket.
Yeah, it's a supermarket here. She sat a couple of seats away from Stephanie and me at the Biden thing two Saturdays ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, hi, see you at Vons and Gelson's.
Oh. Okay.
So next time I see it, because I'm always masked up, I'm like, how do you recognize me?
Yeah.
How do you know it's me? I wear a hat and glasses and I'm kind of covered when
right.
I go, but
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Some people, oh, Karen's back.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
I think it's Billy.
Billy. It's Billy.
It was Billy.
I was just about to give him what for. Okay, so first of all, let me just say, point of order. I don't remember a Republican president that didn't use racist dog whistles to get the people who vote against their own best interests to vote for them.
Right.
And give, you know, tax cuts to the wealthy, very wealthiest in multinational corporations. But, you know, so in the words of Stuart Stevens, it was all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the Republican Party says that they stand for is all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a lie. And but, Billy, darling, if you're listening, I hope you get your paycheck soon. But the reality of the situation, you know, you're sitting there, oh, I have the proof, and I can draw a direct line to Joe Biden. Well, here's a little something. According to the AP News, October 2022, Biden invoked a Trump-era rule, Title 42, to deny Venezuelans who enter the U.S. illegally the chance to request asylum. That executive order stated that any Venezuelans who enter the U.S. between ports of entry without authorization will be returned to Mexico.
Right.
Okay, so you're ignoring that. You're ignoring the fact that there was a bipartisan bill to address immigration that the Republicans refused to vote for because Donald Trump told them so.
Right.
You're ignoring the fact that you care so much about the children, Billy. Between the years of 2019 and 2021, gun deaths amongst U.S. children rose by 50%. Okay, you don't give a crap about the two people that Kyle Rittenhouse, the CPAC fanboy, killed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about
right.
the fact about the children because there's a mega church pastor and ex-Trump advisor, Robert Morris of Gateway Church in Dallas, admitted to repeatedly sexually abusing a girl starting when she was 12 years old.
Yep.
You're ignoring the fact that Donald Trump himself has been accused.
Yep.
And there was an actual affidavit that he raped a 13-year-old girl.
Yep.
So, Billy, get your facts checked. Show your work, pal. Show us exactly that with a direct line from what happened to that poor girl. And condolences.
And it's terrible what happened to her.
That is a horrendous thing. Shame on you, Billy, for calling up on a Monday morning and making Chris and Jody sit there and take your BS.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
We kind of fought back more than I think Stephanie. I mean, we yelled at him. So,
a little, yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie doesn't allow that.
No, it's just nonsensical.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, show the work, pal. Because just like every internet troll, Billy, you don't have the facts.
Right.
You're sitting there parroting Putin talking points and Trump and the Republicans. Talking points. So go away. Come back when you have actual facts to share.
Yeah.
Amen, Karen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too, Karen.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Yeah.
No, I mean she's not wrong.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Tom Hartman last week, and somebody called in and said that the reason that Russia is at war is Ukraine's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Hartman just laid out the facts, and this guy goes, "You're a liar. That's not true."
Yeah.
I just wonder where these it gets to me that they don't, like you said earlier, we have critical thinking. If I see something that I like Stephanie, that one Chiron with Nicole Wallace, and we were both like, that's not true, Steph. As much as we would like that to be true, it is not true. There are certain things that I would like to be true. But I tend to, thank you, Bob Seska and others, to go, wait, is that real? Let me find it at other sources that are reliable sources. And if I don't find them there, then I'm not going to retweet or repost anything because I haven't found it to be accurate information. And that's the problem with people like Billy and others. They don't think about that. They just go, this is what I believe, and here is the echo chamber that I'm going to stay in. Now, I am in one, too, granted. I admit that fully. But I think that the difference between this echo chamber and their echo chamber is this one has at least facts in it, more often than not. They don't. They just, it's, I mean, we'll play some more with Kevin Roberts, but it's insane what these people believe, like children being killed 3 days after being born.
Yeah.
And that's what those people say. Right. It is
but their followers believe that when they're told that by people like Kevin Roberts. And I don't know how to fight that.
I don't either. It is 20 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show with Chris Lavoie coming up. Justin Root at the top of the hour for the hour in studio.
That's right.
He is the host of The Justin Root Show. And he, if you haven't gone to his YouTube channel, do it. You will be informed. He interviewed my mom, RuPaul, Barbara Eden,
yep.
Me. I'm not up yet. But we did. And he made me a doll. We'll show that later. I'm a doll.
You're a doll.
I'm a living doll.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm a living doll. Hi, Pam in New Hampshire. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. I mean,
you can call me Stephanie. She's
have it.
She's fantastic.
I'm sorry. Jody, listen to me. Mr. Billy can speak to his Hitler governor, Abbott, and have him quit human trafficking migrants that are going across the country, quote, killing people. He can blame him. And if Billy wants some entertainment, wait till Trump gets Dana White to have UFC fighters fight immigrants. This is getting stupid.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He can blame his governor, have a little talk with him, and tell him to quit human trafficking the migrants.
Yeah.
They can't get an airplane ticket.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you are definitely right. You're right. He's. Oh, she went away.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam.
No, I mean, she's right. It's. All right, this is fun.
Okay.
An unnamed Republican source close to Donald is confirming that he wants to establish a far-right authoritarian government in a second term. It's not hyperbole. According to this Rolling Stone article, he would drastically reshape the government, eliminating all guardrails, which is frightening.
Yep.
He would wield absolute unchecked executive power, which is what Ted Cruz accuses Biden of doing constantly. It's like, no, dude, not really. He wants to pursue vengeance against his opponents. The source said, of course, we aren't effing bluffing. We really do want to burn it all down. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is between dictatorship and democracy, kids. It really is. This is. We do say it all the time. This is the most important election.
Yeah.
This ain't Romney versus Biden. Romney versus Obama. This ain't the same. Yeah. It was an important election, mind you, but not like this. Mitt Romney would not do what Donald Trump is doing, which is why he's leaving the Senate.
Right. Yep.
He knows.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of his, but at least he likes, I don't know, democracy, like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, who also will not vote for them for president when they run, because they will. They might run on the same ticket, I think. Do you think Cheney and Kinzinger would run on the same ticket?
No.
Yeah?
Nope.
You think they both want to be president?
I don't think either one of them. I think either one of them is burned out on politics.
Oh, I think she wants to be president.
I don't think she wants to. No.
Really?
No. No.
Really?
I don't think she could win.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So Russ Vought, who leads Project 2025, again, if you haven't read it, even just the summaries of Project 2025, learn about it, because this is what they're going for. They really, really want to burn it all down, and they want women to be second class. In fact, let's do 15.
Okay.
Speaking of women and second class citizens,
do you think that women in America should be able to get an abortion if that is what their doctor says they need?
Abortion's not health care.
Yes,
I find it
really interesting, if not worse, that you wouldn't support the change of the department name to the Department of Life. I thought we were all in support of life. We believe eminently in women's rights, and particularly women's rights in the womb. And so the real question that you should be asking
is, I just want to know, do you believe
abortion can happen until 3 days after the person's born?
No.
That's murder.
That's murder. It's always been against the law.
Yeah.
And any person that's having it in the third trimester, it's because the health, life of the mother and or the fetus. And that's it. So Kevin Romers can just suck it. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. The group would like to see the change before this November's election. People are traveling again this summer. If you're flying, consider booking early. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a lot of storm cleanup still ahead in southern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has confirmed at least 6 tornadoes tore through the state Saturday, but they're not even done surveying the damage. Today, they're in Lafayette County, where storms flattened entire buildings, including Apple Grove Lutheran Church in Argyle. The church was 139 years old, and now it's just a pile of rubble. More than ever, that's the time where they needed to connect and worship, so they showed up for Sunday services anyway, even though now the scene is just debris scattered across a field. And police cited more than 80 people Saturday night for street racing. Madison police say there was an unsanctioned drag race in the Easttown area after the mall closed. People were ticketed for reckless driving, speeding, and trespassing. Unsafe driving is a top priority for Madison Police, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin State Patrol this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms, otherwise a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday.
Currently, 72 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
By the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
work of the Heritage Foundation was to institutionalize Trumpism. Trumpism as a new version of conservatism, conservatism that recognizes that by every objective measure, the United States is weaker in 2024 than it was in 1984. We also happen to think that's reversible, by the way. We're ultimately optimists. And by institutionalizing Trumpism, what we're saying is that even though we are known as Ronald Reagan's think tank, I'm a son of the Reagan Revolution, I'm very proud of that, but that's 40 years ago. And we need to understand what time it is in America. And right now, Donald Trump, whether someone likes it or not, I happen to like it, is the standard bearer for conservatives.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. Just ugh. It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show, along with Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
At the top of the hour, we have Justin Root coming in for an hour. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
He's adorable. You like him. He's adorable.
All right.
So Ted Cruz has accused Biden of breaking the law with the infrastructure signs that are out there. Now, remember when Obama did a bunch of infrastructure and we had brought to you by whatever that was. I forget what it was called. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, President Obama brought you this, right? So Ted Cruz is accusing the Biden administration of violating the Hatch Act because of the signs.
The Hatch Act?
Yes.
What does this have to do with the Hatch Act?
He says that that law prohibits using taxpayer dollars for campaign activity. This is not a campaign activity. It's just proof that this is being done. He said Congress, not President Biden, wrote the law, and it did not do so to aid the president's reelection campaign. These displays are nothing more than a campaign yard sign courtesy of the American No, it's not.
Highway construction in Texas, they all have signs that say this, you know,
Governor Abbott
is funded by, you know, the whatever. Thanks, Governor Abbott.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, Ted Cruz voted against it. So he can, you know, kiss my long, wide, flat butt. White House spokesperson Robin Patterson defended the sign, saying they promote transparency and inform taxpayers how federal dollars are being spent. Thank you very much. If Cruz were half as concerned about Texas kids getting safe drinking water as he is about signs, he might have voted for the law. By the way, Senator Cruz hopefully will lose to Allred in the fall. He could.
I don't see that happening.
It could happen. We could Judy Tenuta this.
Okay.
We could. It could happen.
All right.
There's no reason that it can't happen if people vote like we're telling you to. And like I've said a number of times before, places like Texas and other places, get a gun license because that is a valid form of ID.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get a gun. Just get the license because then you can vote. They're not going to take that away.
Right.
If you're a student, get a gun license. If you live in Texas and you're currently a student, get a gun license and vote, because they will throw it and check your registration constantly and make sure that you are still registered, because they are starting to throw people off the rolls.
Right.
They did that in 2016. Hence, Donald got in. They did it in 2020. They're going to do it again. They want to suppress the vote. Don't let that happen to you. Check your voter registration constantly, and God forbid, if you do have, and if for some reason you get a provisional ballot, they don't count them until you prove who you are.
Right.
Okay, they're set aside, and that is a vote, but make sure if you get a provisional ballot, go to your county registrar if you have the time, hopefully you do, to make sure that they know that you did vote and this is you and you did it, because then your vote will be counted. Otherwise, it will not. A provisional ballot, unless you check it, will not be counted. That's just unfortunately how it works, because they don't know it's you at that point.
Right.
So check your registration, and if you have to vote provisionally, just make sure you are counted. That's my public service announcement for the day.
Yeah.
Kevin in D.C., hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Speaking of voting, really does make you feel good. In the midterms, I was the very first person there. That's the first time I was ever there that early. And for being number one, I literally got a standing ovation by the people.
Aww.
That's
so
sweet.
Yes, make sure. Yeah. And secondly, just one of the good thing I have to about Billy. I can't stand people like him and right-wingers who, the minute that some immigrant does a crime, which is going to happen statistically because there's no group of perfect people.
Right.
They go crazy when someone like that does something. When, say, some Anglo repeatedly shoots up schools or shoots up bars, and they are not immigrants. They are often lifelong Caucasian
mm-hmm.
white men.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to say. In fact, I'm sure he defends that type of thing. Oh, it's well, that's just the cause of having arms or whatever BS excuse his kind makes. So he can miss me with that crap. When I see him going off about the multitudes of Anglos who do that kind of thing, or who the FBI, not Kevin saying it, but the FBI statistics show
mm-hmm.
that white males
mm-hmm.
are the biggest domestic terrorists in this country, then maybe I'll somewhat listen to him. But I know he doesn't have a problem with that, because it's only those scary Anglos, scary immigrants, when they do something is the problem. But when white people do something, oh, well, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
Anyway, now that I've let that off my chest, the reason I was calling is because I saw this morning, and I'm not a steady viewer of Morning Joke
mm-hmm.
because I still feel a certain way about him being there when our Miss Stephanie should be in that slot. Her audition was perfect. I may be a little biased, but today they had on Kamala Harris
mm-hmm.
and a young lady who's telling her story across
yep.
the country, who was raped at 12 by
mm-hmm.
her stepfather.
Right.
And because she was in a state where I believe not only can you not have an abortion, there's no exception, but any doctor who would have tried to help her at the time would have been arrested.
Right.
So it's infuriating. I'm a guy, and that this happened. I saw this about 2 hours ago, and my blood is still boiling.
Yeah.
That there are men and women who have no empathy. How can you be a woman? How can you even be a man? And I'm sure you weren't hatched. I'm sure you had a mom. Even if you're an incel, there has to be some women, some auntie, some somebody
mm-hmm.
that you love, that you can have some empathy of. My God, what if my auntie or my little niece that I love, that happened to her?
Right.
So I just don't understand. You know, I used to say, oh, well, I belong to a group that's been demonized, and I hesitate to say everyone that way in a particular group.
Right.
But at least as the Republican Party is made up now, if you are part of this, part of Trump's party now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's something seriously wrong with you. You are inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of issues, but the women's reproductive rights thing alone, never mind my rights as a black person. No, you don't care about me voting on it, but your own white women mm-hmm. being forced to have a rapist child
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of stuff, if you're not against that, you are insane. And you talk me down, but I don't see what other way to describe people who have no problem with that kind of law being on the books.
I'm with you, Kevin. I absolutely am with you. And it is frightening. I mean, everybody read up on the Comstock Act, because that's coming. Now, basically what it is, it criminalizes if you send something through the post office, mm-hmm. apparently not UPS or FedEx, but I'm sure they will include that potentially. Anything that is obscene or abortion related or crime inciting. So anything sexually related, certainly, which includes condoms, boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're important for not only.
And dildos.
And yes, anything like that. Vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it would prohibit the mailing of these prophylactics around the country. And they are coming after that. That's the mifepristone thing. That's all of that is happening. And be concerned about it. And in fact, what he was just talking about as far as abortion, Nancy Mace, number 9. This is what she had to say. She's
an abortion is still legal in this country. It may or may not be legal in your state because it's up to the states now,
mm-hmm.
but it's still legal. No one's preventing you from traveling somewhere else, et cetera.
Yeah.
Some states are trying to prevent that.
They are, Texas being one of them. There were counties in Texas that if you leave the county to go seek abortion care, you will be arrested. I don't know what's going to happen. It's very Handmaid's Tale for those of you that actually watched it or read the books, because there are more than one. You don't know somebody's pregnant until they're showing, first off, which is why it's hilarious. Like, oh, the person's super pregnant and she's having a glass of wine. They get on her. But it's the first 6 weeks of pregnancy that it really matters more than when you're in your 9th month,
mm-hmm.
by the way. And you can't tell if somebody's pregnant until about 12, 13 weeks, usually, maybe 14. And they do want to prevent women from leaving states. So Nancy Mace can stick it. She's wrong. And even if even if there were no prohibitions on leaving your state or county that they're trying to impose, it's expensive to leave.
It is.
You have to take time off. Like, say you're in the middle of Texas and you've got to go all the way to New Mexico or California or wherever to get your care. Mm-hmm. That takes days. And if you are a working person, you don't have that kind of time off. And in states like Texas, you can't tell them why, because you will then be, there will be a bounty on your head for $10,000 from anybody. Mm-hmm. And so it's insane that she said that, and others. Nancy Mace is an awful human being. And how dare she say, oh, you can just go in any state. A lot of these states around Texas also prohibit abortion care.
That's right.
So you have to go one, two, three states over, potentially, depending on where you live. Idaho is losing OBGYNs mm-hmm. because they are terrified to do proper care for their patients because it could be against the law in Idaho. And people are dying. Women are going to die more. Women are going to be infertile because of not being able to get the care that they need. IVF is on the chopping block at the moment, which is insane. I don't understand the family values group. Is when Kevin Roberts says he's the life instead of Health and Human Services, he wants it to be the whatever life thing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about life. The Department of Life. It's like, no, he couldn't care less. I'm sure he's against the Biden act of allowing people that are married to undocumented immigrants to stay together. He's against that.
Right.
Guaranteed. But he's pro-life and he's pro-family.
Yeah.
He's none of those. They are liars. Every last one of these people. And Kevin is right. If you still are in the Republican Party, and I use that in quotes because it's not the Republican Party anymore, as Kevin Roberts says, it's the Trump Party.
Yeah.
And until we get that out of our system and gone and out damn spot, it's, don't be a part of it. Be independent. Okay, just get out of that party. And like Trump has said on a number of occasions, he doesn't need your vote, so please don't vote for him. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
He says it. He said it again over the weekend. And then he said vote. He doesn't make sense. Okay, so CBS did a thing with some voters. It was on Face Nation. Margaret Brennan asked a panel if Trump or Biden could say anything at the debate to change their minds. Mm-hmm. And one voter said, I would fall over if he said anything worth listening to about Donald. and another voter pointed out, Trump already said he wanted to be a dictator. That was enough for me. Another panelist agreed.
Right.
And a second voter added, I know he wants revenge as well. So at least people, it's getting through finally.
Mm-hmm.
And his little rallies mm-hmm. anymore are really not well attended.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No.
There
was a selfie that Junior did inside one of the rallies, and mm-hmm. he like showed the upper level of the arena, and
empty.
It was completely empty.
It was empty. Zero attendees in the upper bowl over this past weekend in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. This Twitter was hilarious. Look at all these empty seats in Philadelphia. Old man can't even fill a high school gym anymore.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yep.
This is a man who claimed, 25,000 people in the Bronx? I saw the pictures. I've had more people at my house than were at that rally. He hasn't done hardly any indoor venues because he still owes $500,000 to each venue he didn't pay as far back as 2019. Because indoor venues, they charge you, where if it's
Absolutely.
Outdoor in a park, you just need the permit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really cost as much as having the security and all of that stuff. He's been doing them in fields next to firehouses and beaches that are free. It's a lot easier to hide small crowd in those venues, but this is brutal. Trump at his rally, the capacity was 10,200 and it was half empty. So he maybe got 5,000 people the other day. And he just went off about Hannibal Lecter and others and, you know, how much Anthony Hopkins likes him. Is that what?
I don't know.
It's sad that he needs love is what he needs.
Uh-huh.
He never got it from either of his parents. They're
right.
not
he needs,
nice people.
He needs adoration.
He needs that undying adoration, and it's getting smaller. And it's like deadheads. It's just the same 5,000 people anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a new group of people. They literally follow him around the country like deadheads do
mm-hmm.
or did. when the Dead were still touring, my sister having been a Deadhead. It's the straight, because the blacks for Trump, it's the same people. Yeah. And then everybody that you see behind him, they're paid to be there.
Yep.
They are not actually, they're happy to get their $50 or $100 for the day. It's probably no more than 50 because he won't pay more than that. So it's pathetic. That's what he is. He's pathetic. Mm-hmm. He would hate to hear that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Newsbusters, he's pathetic. and it is already. It's 49 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie. At the top of the hour, we will be welcoming Justin Root in studio. And hi, Michael in Oakland. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So I happened to notice that the 538 forecast came out like last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden went on top on the summer solstice on June 20th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The same day that he took the lead in their polling average and took the lead in the Fox poll of all polls.
Yeah.
So the longest day of the year, it looks like the longest day of the year is the day that Trump peaked, Biden took the lead, and they should be sliding slowly and inevitably towards a Biden victory.
I agree, but we have to vote.
That's right. But don't get happy.
Don't get happy, like Bob Seska says.
We absolutely have to get the vote out. The key thing that the Democrats should be spending their money on, really, I think, is making sure that every voter gets their vote to the poll and counted.
Yep.
Because the Republicans are doing everything they can to prevent that,
mm-hmm.
because they know that the numbers don't favor them.
Right.
I mean, that's just a fact. Keep in mind, by the way, that this, according to all the, there's one other predictor. There's this a professor that has what he calls the 13 keys to the White House. He's been right every single time.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers work every single time since Lincoln's election in 1864.
Okay. How old is he?
And he's got Biden. Well, they can run it back that far.
Right.
Historical records, you know. But he's also saying that unless four things simultaneously go wrong, Biden's going to win again. So all this hand-wringing and, you know, whining and worrying on the part of Democrats, it's going no place. By the way, the debate that's coming up
mm-hmm.
almost never matters unless someone makes an enormous mistake. Biden's not going to do that.
Right.
People, you know, and by the way, the Republicans have so lowered the expectations so amazingly that all he has to do is get through it and he wins.
Right.
So I think we need to keep our heads up here. This is going our way, slowly, inevitably going our way. We just need to stay the course and keep fighting the good fight and we'll win. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I agree. In fact, you know who also agrees with him? Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Hi, Justin. Oh, come and sit down.
Karl Rove believes that the poll slump is a trend.
Okay.
It's been a trend since May 30th due to the New York cases.
Mm-hmm.
The New York case, because he was found guilty. He's a 34 count convicted criminal. Not just a felon, he's a criminal.
Right.
our guest has snuck in.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed Jody Hamilton into Justin Root. So Biden has the numbers, and they're moving up.
Yeah.
He attributed it to the felony convictions. He said 21% of independents in a survey after the conviction said they would be less likely to vote for Donald as a result of the conviction,
right.
which is showing to be true, like
yep.
the CBS people I just spoke about.
Yep.
They just Donald thought that being convicted would help him. And his people keep saying, oh, he's going up in the polls and he's making money.
And he is going up with some people.
With some people, he is.
Yeah.
And yes, he did make some money. But really, children, if inflation is so bad, why, oh, why are you giving him money? He's a billionaire, remember? He is a billionaire. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Justin Root next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Help us create a new John and Gordy theme song with the help of AI every day. You'll hear it at 6:35 a.m.
And keep those eggplant emojis coming.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.